this money that the DOD didn't get, and so the defense industry doesn't get, explain the process of what Congress was talking about when they used that term, pervasive instability.
In this particular year, which is not that unlike many other years in the past, where Congress has been very picky about programmatic execution, there was a paragraph that the Joint Committee on Appropriations wrote into the backup information and saying, you know, this particular military department came in here and after the budget was submitted and put in a whole bunch of different changes, modifications, and requests. And it's like, you know, how can they do that? And what it's really showing to us in Congress is pervasive instability in the way DOD and specifically this military department are engaging in acquisition management.
Now, you're writing in the Washington Business Journal of the $5.9 billion in cuts related to poor acquisition management, this pervasive instability, 36% maps to inadequate acquisition planning, 19% to poor contract execution, 18% to procurement delays, and 27% to general cost or schedule growth. When you first crunched those numbers, got those results, what did those numbers say to you as somebody who knows this stuff as well as you do?
It said to me that it was really both sides of the table that have some accountability and responsibility in this, industry being one side of the table, DOD being another side of the table. But I was trying to not point blame at any one side. You know, from my experience being inside DOD and now on the outside, you know, I can know it's both. It's both parties have something to give in here. But when I looked at this, I said, you know, how can we kind of categorize these opinions of Congress about the programs? And as I did it and started rolling up the numbers, what it was suggesting to me is the acquisition skills and experience are really, unfortunately, missing. And in DOD, but it's in the industry too. And because there's not enough experience, a lot of mistakes are being made. And mistakes are not disastrous, but the mistakes end up costing industry money, and it costs DOD money because Congress steps in and says, the program's not working well, the program's not being executed well, and you're not doing a good job of planning, so we're taking the money.
My favorite sentence in this whole piece, Ray, which, by the way, we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, was actually a question. You write, what if instead of focusing on your government partner's responsibility, industry was to focus instead on improving its own acquisition management? And the light bulb went off, I have to admit, Ray. Yeah, why don't they focus on the things that they can do something about? Why do you think that's not happening right now?
A lot of companies in this space have some great skills in program management, acquisition management, and managing contracts and building weapon systems. Some great skills. But as industry is getting leaner, and I think that as even DOD is getting leaner, that industry probably could put more investment in the skills and hopefully experiences, but the skills especially by training people in areas like program management with PMP types of certification or what DOD does with DOIA and so on. So being able to do that and really, you know, help their people be constructive in guiding the customer, you know, I think a lot of these kinds of cuts can be avoided.
You wrap this up by pointing out that this approach is not something that every company is going to take up, and that there's a potential competitive advantage there. Talk about that.
Well, certainly. Those companies that have gotten leaner and know that they even have to get even more leaner by cutting a lot of the infrastructure, and you know, there's that old joke about training is the first thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that could be a factor here, too. So companies that really follow through on making sure that they've got a well-trained acquisition workforce that can work closely with their government customers, those companies are probably going to be far more competitive because customers like providers, service providers, and suppliers that can deliver on time and within budget.